Settle your body, speech, and mind in the experience of the present moment. The sensations of the body are non-conceptual. The silence of the mind settled in its, or of speech that is settled in its natural state, is non-conceptual. And settle into the natural state of the mind. Still, luminous, non-conceptual. Coming to know this luminous emptiness of the mind will always be discovered in the present. In this gap, fresh, uncontrived, unelaborated. Don't worry about trying to settle for a long time or to stretch this present. Just continually rest in the present moment and let the present reset itself. So rest in this stillness of the mind. Without grasping to the stillness, without preferring it. And in the present moment, thought is bound to arise. In Mahamudra, it said the root of meditation is recognizing the nature of this thought. You don't need to get rid of it, just recognize its nature. Now, to begin our exploration, our investigation, close your eyes and bring to mind the image of the green Tara that is at the front of this room. Without opening your eyes and cheating, what comes to mind? It's been there in front of you for days now. This is the mind in movement. This is a generalized abstraction of something that you have seen. Does this image of Tara have any substantial characteristics? I think you can get why the Mahasiddhas said, start with the mind. It's pretty obvious. Where does this image come from? Did Tara, the statue, enter your mind? All of those possibilities, if it were substantial, it would be ridiculous in that way. Where is this image right now? Where is it located? If it is substantial, you could point to it and say, there it is. It would have coordinates in space. Does this image have that kind of substantiality? Where is it located right now? Inside your head, outside your head? And you may experience that this image, even while you're trying to maintain this as a focal support, keeps flickering in and out of existence. Where does it go? Just as with observing the mind in stillness, you need to look at the thought of the present with the mind of the present. Don't try to capture it conceptually, this first moment of the image, and try to get it and observe it with the mind of the second moment. They must be simultaneous. Does the image in your mind of green Tara, does it have a substantial size? This image of Tara in your mind right now, it is not an obstacle to meditation. It is an opportunity to recognize the nature of mind. And when you recognize the nature of this image of Tara right now as insubstantial, is there a difference between this recognition of its nature and when you don't recognize its nature? How is the experience different? When you don't recognize the nature of a thought, does it frequently lead to a train of association of other thoughts? Do you go off wandering with the referent of the real Tara? And when you recognize the nature of this thought as it appears in the moment it appears, does it dissolve and leave a vacancy for the next thought? And now open your eyes and then look at the Tara at the front of the room. What is the nature of the image you are experiencing right now? It's certainly more clear, more vivid than the generalized abstraction. There's much more detail to it. But what is the nature of the image you are experiencing? Is it different? Can you distinguish between the first moment, as Yongtang Rinpoche said, and the second moment, when the abstraction gets projected onto it? Now simply rest in the stillness of the mind again, the stillness of shamatha. With no movement, no appearances. This mind resting in stillness, does it have any color? Does it have any shape or location? Does it have any substantial qualities at all? Is the mind in movement that generalized image of Tara and the insubstantiality of that different from the stillness of the mind? Or are they the same? Is either one of them substantial? From a conceptual point of view, we can say they're different because we can distinguish one from the other. But that's what conceptuality does. In its nature, are these two different or are they the same? And if you're saying they're different, what is the basis for saying that? If neither one of them has any substantial characteristics. If neither has any characteristics, then what characteristic is different from the characteristic of the other? So at this point, then, the ninth Karmapa gets more precise in his questioning of how these might be different, how these might be the same. If they are different, are they separate and yet simultaneously present? Stillness and motion simultaneously present, but they're different, like two strings or pieces of thread put side by side. And if they are distinct and separate, What kind of relationship do they have? Is the mind of stillness like the earth on which the mind of movement comes and goes like a chariot or a car? Or is the mind of stillness like the environment in which the mind of movement grows and occurs? Or is the mind of stillness like space? And the very different mind of movement occurs within that space. What is their relationship if they are separate and different? Or do stillness and movement alternate so that when there is stillness, there is no movement, and when there is movement, there is no stillness? Or if we say that they are the same, do they start out being different, but then as you pour one into the other, they become the same, like mixing milk and water? Or rather than being different and mixing like milk and water, do they appear in alternation so that when there is stillness, there is no movement, but that yet they are of the same nature? Are stillness and movement like waves and water? Are stillness and movement each a unity of luminosity and emptiness? And yet they appear in alternation. And if this is the nature of both the mind in movement and the mind in stillness, this luminosity, emptiness, does it only become that luminosity, emptiness when you recognize it? In that it actually starts out as something more coarse, more substantial, and it only becomes insubstantial when you recognize it. Or has it always been insubstantial? Then simply return to stillness. And rest in the absolute space of phenomena, free of birth, cessation, and remaining. The space of phenomena that is present as the great Dharmakaya. Rest in that gap of the now.